Phytophthora Management in Walnuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Greg Brown is a research plant pathologist with USDA ARS based at UC Davis. They're working hard on rootstock resistance to these pathogens.
With such hybrids of Juglans microcarpa by Juglans regia, to see if we can combine resistance to Phytophthora with resistance to other soil-borne pathogens.
Wow. And Brown said that crown gall is an important target for walnuts.
Dan Klupfel's lab is pursuing that resistance. And then, of course, resistance to lesion and other nematodes on walnut is another very important target. And Andreas Westfall is targeting that resistance in these hybrid populations.
And Brown said that developing resistance in rootstock to these pathogens is the best approach.
For Phytophthora, anyway. Yeah. As long as we have fumigants and can use them effectively, they can be a very efficient way to get at the nematode problems. But fumigation has not been real effective for, like, Phytophthora cinnamomae, because of its capacity. If it is in a soil, it's not everywhere, but where it is, it can reproduce very rapidly. So even if you knock it way down at the beginning, it has a propensity to come back and attack those trees. So really, we like the idea of a resistant rootstock.
In more walnut news, the Journal of Nutrition looked at how heart health may start with a healthy gut. The study explored how eating walnuts may promote favorable changes in the gut that may also be associated with heart health benefits. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.